say I'm glad he finally, that old skinflint finally.
Some of them. Well, I just can't answer that question. Now, I'll be frank. Tell me what this is.
I was just wondering just what different expressions people have.
Well, I've had all in expressions now, what you said. Uh-huh. But some of them, I don't like them, though.
Uh-huh. Which ones don't you like?
Well, I think getting by to say slipped away is the best.
You say, well, do you care about Sheffield?
Huh? Go ahead and shut it. I ain't hot, man. That knocked that sound out of here.
Yeah, because it started getting loud out there. You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died. What?
What killed him and nothing.
Or what he died. Nobody knows yet what he...
Wait now.
He's been dead for a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died with?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, what disease he died with. Yeah, I got it now.
And a place where people are buried, you call that a...
burying place is what some of them calls it. Cemetery and graveyard. Mm-hmm.
And what they put the body in?
Casket.
Any other name?
Coffin.
Uh-huh. And you say he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to his...
Oh, yeah, everybody goes to them then.
To the
funeral.
Uh-huh. And at a funeral, people are dressed in black. You say that they're in...
The people used to do that.
They'd be in what?
In black.
Uh-huh. They'd be in...
In mourn for, 6 months.
Uh-huh. And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess anything's wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
I've heard that.
A little what?
Little superstitious. You're afraid something's happened to him or something.
You say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say you felt...
bad or something. Just
not easy. You'd say you felt...
bad.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't...
Yeah.
Don't what?
Don't worry.
And on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh,
I always say fine.
Uh-huh.
And really and truly, sometime I say fine, but I'm here. I think of myself, keep from telling the story. But you know, that's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell anybody, you go tell them just how you feel, people don't want to hear all that complaining. Just say fine and go on.
Uh-huh. What about when you're getting old and your joints start hurting? You say you've got
arthritis.
What did they used to call that?
Rheumatism.
Uh-huh. And this is a disease that children used to die of. They'd get real bad sore throat. They'd choke up in the night.
Croup.
Or something worse than that they'd die from. Did you ever hear
diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of diphtheria too. Is that the way diphtheria works on them?
I think so. They'd choke.
They choke to death?
I think.
Poor things, then.
What about when your skin and eyeballs turn yellow? Then you've got...
yellow jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you say you've got...
appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
indigestion.
Or you had to do what?
Vom.
And any other ways of saying that?
Vom? Any other way of saying vom?
Mm-hmm.
He'd come back? Or?
Hey, did you ever hear throw up? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've heard throw up. That
doesn't sound nice?
Not to me. I'd rather say you had to vom.
What about a really bad way of saying that?
I don't know. Some says it's going one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear puke?
Yeah, I sure have now.
What's that?
Puke.
That really sounds bad.
Yes, it does.
Say if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
Yeah.
Where?
Sick of the stomach.
And